Welcome to our fourth Sunday in Lent Worship Podcast, Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin, and our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. March 10, 2024, this is Pastor Lana. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths, and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the
Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 4 through 9. And our first reading is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. And our Gospel reading is Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
blessed day to you. blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the fourth Sunday in Lent. We begin with prayer. Almighty God, grant us the comfort of your grace and relieve us from our sins. We deserve to be punished, but seek your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We're still in the season of Lent, a season during which we hear our Savior, Jesus Christ, endured sufferings and death so that all our sins may be forgiven. This may not be a depressing season, thinking only about his suffering and death, because this is how God worked out his plan for us, for our salvation, which also included Christ's resurrection from the dead. It's necessary that we hear the scriptures clearly assuring us that God himself made this sacrifice for us through his Son because he loves us and he wants to save us. Let's keep this in mind as we listen attentively to our lesson today from Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 10. Excuse me. And you he made alive when you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind, and so we were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, who is rich in mercy out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. In our text today, God, through the Apostle Paul, confronts us in our sinful condition. That sinful condition would have us walk according, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of this air, in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of our body and mind, because we are by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. We were. As Christians, we are no longer like that, because we have been forgiven through the sufferings of our Savior Jesus Christ. Since we are both sinner saints, we still must be wary of the passions of our flesh. Such passions may lead us to do such things as hurting someone with whom we want to get even, or indulging in forbidden sex, taking something that is now not ours, or even things like ruining a person's reputation. The world does these things without feeling remorse. And sometimes we are tempted to join them. After all, we may think we're not doing gross sins like killing someone or stealing property or taking neighbors to court. But instead, as Christians, we desire to be children of grace, not children of disobedience. So, God helps us. Because of our lost condition, a condition which we were not able to change, because we cannot change ourselves, God in his loving and gracious mercy does, and this is how he does it for us. Paul writes, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you've been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. God did this all for us and for our salvation, as the Nicene Creed says so nicely. And the word that explains why God did this for us is the word grace. That's why Paul says twice, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." And the second time he adds, "And this is not your own doing, it's the gift of God, not because of your works, lest anyone should boast." Since God has done all this for us, we need to respond to this grace of God. And here's why we're able to respond. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Yes, we are his workmanship. Not only did God create and preserve us, he saved us through the sufferings and death of Jesus Christ, through whom our sins are forgiven and we are made new. As such, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to do good works. And what are these good works which will show our gratitude for God's grace and our salvation? Well, during Lent, some people give things up for 40 days, some things that they do, some things that they would like to have, etc. This does not save us, but it can show us what it means to deny ourselves, as Jesus told us. And this self-denial should become a growing part of our Christian life, extend beyond Lent. Jesus puts it this way, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life?" Those words of Jesus are recorded in Matthew 16. So the purpose of self-denial is to learn to control ourselves so that we can better devote our lives to the glory of God, avoid sin, and do good works. Let's pray about this. Paul goes on to say that we are recreated by God for good works. Here's the Pauline paradox. All the good works in the world cannot put us right with God. But there is, on the other hand, something radically wrong with Christianity, which does not issue in good works. There's nothing mysterious about this. Good works are simply an inevitable result of receiving God's love. Think about it. When someone loves us, we realize that we don't deserve that love. At the same time, we know with utter conviction that we should spend our life in trying to be loving in return to that person. That's our relationship to God. Good works can never earn salvation, but there is something radically wrong if salvation does not produce good works after we have been saved. It's not that our good works put God in our debt, rather that God's love lays on us the obligation to try through our life to continue to be loving to him and to those around us. We know what God wants us to do. God has prepared long beforehand the kind of life he wants us to live. And he's told us about it in his book called The Bible or the Holy Scriptures. Through his son, he makes that possible. We can't earn God's love, but we can and must show how grateful we are for that love that he has given to us through Jesus Christ by seeking with our whole hearts to live the kind of life which will bring joy to God's heart. Let's pray about this. Dear God, we thank you that in your wisdom you have worked out salvation for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit so that we can accept your love by faith and recognize that the world itself is going to perdition. We continue to ask you to strengthen us in our love for you so that we may do the things you would have us do as you have created us to do and as you have saved us to do by being loving in return. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Spirit, Spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me.
Hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Sound. May the fruits of your